Am I the king of your heart? What have you done with your life? I think that sums up the gospel. Our Lord is about to enter his passion. He will look like anything but a king. He'll be mocked. And before he goes through all of that, he looks out at those who are listening, some of whom were about to condemn him to death. And he said, "Someday I will come on my glorious throne and I will be your judge. Now you will be mine, but one day I will be yours." And a very interesting moment. The last thing in Matthew's gospel before the passion begins is this reading. It's the last Sunday of the year, something to think about all year. There are many people in our world who do not believe there is a judgment coming. They don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, and they live as though they don't believe in God. That sometimes includes all of us. You know, we tend to have a this world view. And our Lord points out to us that there are actually two ways that we can live. The secular viewpoint, which is very popular right now, maybe a little less so what with the economic crisis that we've had, it's one that says there's nothing more important than what I want, pain avoidance, and accumulating possessions. Those are the big gods of those who don't believe that there is a future beyond this world. But our Lord points out to us, for Christians, we are sojourners in a strange land. Our home is in heaven. This is where we belong. Our Lord shows us where we're going to go. He tells us what the final questions will be and the answers to the test. That way, rather than fearing the judgment, we should be looking forward to it and looking for the ways that Christ has hidden himself along the journey, because many people make the mistake of thinking it's the big things in life that matter, when in fact, it's the people along the way that Christ is present in. People who don't read the Bible and don't listen to the Lord make that fatal error as they step on people to get where they want. Those are the people that are important. And Christ was one of the people that was stepped on. He was about to get stepped on. He said, "Be careful, because it's always me." There are, this is sort of Last Judgment Sunday, particularly this cycle. There's three different readings that we have for Christ the King. And there are two judgments that the church has identified in Scripture. One is called the General Judgment, which is what we just heard, where all the nations are gathered, and one of them is what we call the particular judgment. What's the difference and why are there two? The particular judgment is when the soul dies, it comes before God, and even though we're all praying with them and we love them, this is a moment when the soul is with its Creator, and the Lord reveals to that soul its whole life and all the ways in which it was loved by God and perhaps did not know, all the things that it did that where they were kind to someone and it was the Lord, or the times they missed him. And we'll find that there are gaps in the record of the scroll that our Lord opens up. It's an image from the book of Revelation. And we all have a scroll, or a movie is the way to look at it these days. The eraser is where we went to confession or when we apologize for something and it's get taken out of the record. That's a really great thing, you know. There's a book that I read for spiritual reading a few months ago. It's called Return from Tomorrow by Dr., I believe it's George Ritchie. Anybody heard of this book? Only had one person besides me that read it. Yeah, I've got it up at my table. This man is a doctor, physician, but prior to this, when he was 20, he had a near-death experience. He was declared clinically dead. He was 20 years old, and I mention it because it dovetails with the gospel so well. I found his insights very interesting. He came before the Lord, and the Lord, the first thing he recognized is how deeply he had been loved and how much he wished he had loved, you know, God more. And God showed him all the places where he had had opportunities to show love. And as he's looking at his life in review, which appeared to him all at once, he told the Lord, he said, "You know, I'm only 20. I haven't had time. I didn't have enough time. And our Lord said, nobody knows the day or the hour. Nobody is guaranteed a long life. And you know, this is so true. I did a prayer over at the funeral chapel yesterday for a child that died at 4 months. And when we look at him, his name was Antonio. 20 years is an awful long time compared to that child, you know. So we don't know. Each of us is different. And so Dr. Ritchie was saying that he was looking for the highlights, you know, things that would please God. And he was thinking about some of these peaks of life. He had been an Eagle Scout, which is a great thing. We have a scout troop here. I was a Life Scout. I never made it past life, but Eagle Scout's great. But the Lord said to him, he said, no, being an Eagle Scout glorified you. I'm looking for ways that you glorified me, especially in a hidden way. And Dr. Ritchie was saying that he felt he was in a final exam and had studied for the wrong questions, you know. And this is what our Lord wants us to avoid. He says, don't be like these secular people who think they know what life is all about, when in fact, it's the people along the journey is where you're accumulating your riches. This is where you're loving me. It's in places you don't expect. The general judgment is something I'm fascinated by. It only appears here in this gospel, so we don't hear it too often. But in this judgment, it's the end of time. We're all going to be there, you know. You might remember hearing this gospel here in church. And the Lord will be on his glorious throne. Imagine he's about to go to the cross, you see. And he says, now, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to come on this throne. And all the nations are going to be gathered around me. So we're going to be in groups this time. Imagine, we'll be with the Americans. Can you imagine? All the nations that have ever existed, we will be having been the Americans. I don't know. And there'll be other groups, I'm sure, besides nations, you know, Catholics and Lutherans and maybe the Elks, you know, or something like that. But I don't know. I was trying to think of what groups I'm going to be in. Maybe we'll be in two places at once. But our Lord's going to show us where we fit in the weave of human history, from its beginning to its end, how God was at work through all of it, and how we all had a unique and irreplaceable role to fill, and how the smallest of my actions had the deepest of effects. You know, we all have places where we've affected somebody's life forever. It's wonderful to think of it. And sometimes the opposite way, you know, somebody was hurt by what we did. This is all going to kind of come out, and we will be compelled to come there. But also, you know, a bit of a fear, in a sense. And it's an awesome moment. That's the general judgment. And he separates them into sheep and into goats. They will already know where they're going, but we're going to see where everybody is going at that moment. One thing that is surprising is that the just who have heard this gospel will be asking, where did we see you here? Where did we see you there? It shouldn't catch us by surprise. You know, when I visit someone that's sick or in hospital or do a funeral, it's always Christ. You know, I'm really aware of that as a priest. And I'm sure all of you recognize him in some places. But I think he's inviting us to look outside the box, because you're going to be surprised at the places he was at and you didn't know it. This week I tried to think of places where I might have seen him this week, and I invite you to think about this after Mass. I was, of course, the sick person at home, and you cared for me. I came seeking a coat here at Christmas, and you gave me one. I was at the Thanksgiving dinner. You served me. That's a pretty obvious one. I was at the food bank over at John Knox Presbyterian that we staff on Mondays. You gave me a box of food. I went to the St. Vincent de Paul Society. You donated something, and I received it. There's one you won't think of, perhaps. I was that person at work that was irritating. You were patient with me. I was that child in school that everyone picked on, but you were my friend. I was the person on River Road driving at 25 miles an hour and you didn't honk at me. That's for me. Okay. Some of you I'm forgiving right now. Our Lord's going to catch you by surprise. Another good one. I was an ornament on the giving tree. It's only up this weekend. You took one. You did not know me, but you gave me a gift. I was the person in church that sat next to you. You shook my hand, even though you were not in a good mood that morning. It was me. Our Lord will surprise us. We shouldn't be surprised, but we will be. The ones that will really be surprised are the ones that don't listen to God. They're studying for the wrong exam. But for us, it should not catch us by surprise. Am I the king of your life? What have you done with your life?